not sure it started or not. Maybe it's a different button now. Anyways,
I'm happy to send you my recording once we're off the phone.
Okay, that's cool.
I couldn't decipher the message that you sent the first time. The WAV file that you sent me.
The WAV file?
I just, when I hung up the phone, I got a voice recording from you, but it was background noise. Maybe it was unintentional.
I probably was, yeah.
Okay. The only reason I'm calling is that I'm assuming you've probably received the forwarded email from Paul that originally came from Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I did have a very brief conversation with Paul this morning.
Okay, what did Paul say?
Well, he's accusing me of stabbing people in the back and that this isn't legitimate. But I just wanted to let you know that it is legitimate. And
all right.
This transition is happening. And I just want to, as I said in the voicemail, to extend out an olive branch to you. I do want to continue to work with all people on Michigan to build our pillars.
Okay.
And that's all. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
All right. Where exactly did Paul go wrong? Beyond the coordinator jurisdiction, which I think all of us knew that was bullshit, right?
Why?
But
okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, let's speak plainly,
mm-hmm,
as friends. Where did Paul go wrong? Beyond the coordinator jurisdiction, which I'm sure he said that, you know, in general, and he assumed a few things that weren't there. You know, beyond that, where do you think he went wrong in the performance of his duties? And once again, yeah, this isn't an inquisition for you. This, mm-hmm, isn't none of that. I'm just curious,
yeah,
as to your honest opinion, your honest thoughts. I mean, it doesn't, yeah, matter at this point anyway, but I'm just saying.
In my opinion, I said...
Your opinion, that's what I'm asking for, yeah.
Yeah, as I stated on Telegram before, it's my opinion that he's so focused on infiltrators that he's manifesting infiltrators that aren't there.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing.
Okay.
Anna said most everything else in the in her email. And the other thing that I'll say is this past Monday's meeting, if you go and look at the assets that he lists, those are not protecting the people and their assets. Those are government assets that he lists. And so he's talking about protecting the government and its leaders, which is de facto corporate thinking. So I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that I don't have any hard feelings toward you. I do look forward to working with you.
My question for you, okay, mm-hmm, in order to keep the peace,
mm-hmm,
are you going to appoint Dee as your co-coordinator or ask her to serve in that capacity? I mean, that just might be the prudent thing to do. Might not, but, you know, it's just my humble two cents.
Well, unfortunately, I've also learned that the way co-coordinators have been appointed hasn't been correct. So
okay.
there's
what do you mean?
Well, I'm not going to go into that right now, but there is a proper process for having co-coordinators, and we haven't been following it, and I didn't know that until this past Sunday, until a couple days ago.
Okay. Does Paul and Dean know anything about that?
I don't think so. Like I said, I only had a very short conversation with Paul, and I left a voicemail for Dee, but haven't spoken to her yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's all I have.
You just wanted to touch bases with me and say, everything's cool. Pretty much, that's what you wanted to say?
No.
Okay.
Everything is not cool.
Yeah, it's not. We're kind of thrown for a loop here. And we've been doing things the wrong way. It's kind of on Paul if we've been doing things the wrong way. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It is a turd. But at the same token, it just seems like a lot of work has the potential of going down the toilet. And Paul doesn't strike me as a man who's going to just lie down for anything. He's going to need to hear shit out of Anna's mouth. So I hope she's planning on coming, at least giving him the courtesy and the appreciation for his work to at least come tell him to his damn face. I mean, figuratively, of course, by Zoom. But
right. Yeah, and Paul said the same thing. So we'll see what happens with that. I can't speak for Anna. I don't know what her intentions are.
Okay. Question for you. Mm-hmm. Question for you. All right. The way we've been handling dual citizens and whatnot, have we been doing that the proper way?
As far as, I guess we need to determine what exactly a dual citizen is. And then... I think you stated on the public call to Elsa Carpenter Peck that, or maybe it was someone else. I apologize. I don't want to say the wrong name.
Yeah, it was Dolores Rubio. Dolores. Or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
About,
that was the article. It was the article that Anna posted regarding dual citizenship and all that. Yeah. And if people have claimed their dual citizenship and want to be loyal to something other than the American government, then that must be compartmentalized in some way, and that they would only be allowed to vote in their local elections, per her article. Mm-hmm. Now, if we've been doing something improperly, it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be done properly.
Yes.
But, everything, I know Anna's more like, let everybody in, and everything's cool, And Paul's like, let nobody in, to a certain degree, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know that whatever's gone on is the proper way of doing things, know what I mean? Can I ask you this question? Being in the assembly as long as you've been, did you recognize something that Paul was doing wrong before and just didn't bring it up, or didn't feel like you had the, the word standing to bring it up to him? I don't know. I'm just kind of curious because,
there is a long...
Everybody's going to be looking for the, we have been betrayed. And I want to make sure that that's exactly what this is. You know what I'm saying? If that's how it's going to be interpreted by some people, I just want to make sure it is what it is. You know what I mean? I mean...
Yeah, I can't control how people interpret things. I know that for me... Yes, I did have some questions early on. I just wrote everything up as, Paul and his, how he puts it, a direct communicator. And for a long time, I acted as a buffer between him and other people. And then I, after a while, I stopped doing that. But I noticed that, you know, when I tried to bring anything up, it usually got immediately shot down. But I was honest with, I don't know if you were at the, I think you were at the Thursday coordinator meeting, that I was afraid of Paul, afraid to bring anything up, because I didn't want, because he slammed people down so hard. And that, I agree, is an area where I need to improve, but over time learned to speak up. And when he wouldn't listen, and everything, you know, when he solidly told me to stay in my box when I asked him about the coordinator jurisdiction, that was the point where, when I knew that, I wasn't going to be able to, really talk to him, but I had to speak out. And so I reached out to other people.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. You know, I mean, I don't live in fear of Paul. I never have, it was always, he could fucking fire me, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do to a certain degree. I mean, I won't be able to participate or whatever, which is shitty. But, you know, I never felt like I had to pull any punches with this guy. You know what I'm saying? But that's me.
Yeah.
But also, once again, I'm also a larger man, larger stature. You know what I'm saying? That,
mm-hmm.
and that shouldn't even really apply over Zoom or whatever. I get that. But it does. It makes a difference. Maybe there's some dynamics there about male-to-female interaction that, you know, that we're not really touching on. But he's never really tried to intimidate me in any kind of way or
mm-hmm.
or made me feel intimidated in any kind of way. So
maybe that's
a perception that, it, you know, mm-hmm. there's a male and female dynamic there somewhere or whatever that's coming into play. But... yeah, no, I'm sorry that you felt that way or whatever, but it's not really my thing to apologize for.
Right, it's not.
You know, it's not really me. I didn't do that, you know.
No, and honestly, Paul didn't necessarily do that either. I agree that the fear type things are things that I need to work on, but the thing that... the place where I had to get to is where you are, is that realizing the worst that he could do to me was kick me out, and I could no longer remain silent. So I did it even though I was afraid.
Oh, okay. All right. Right on. Well, I'm glad you followed your heart or whatever, you know. I mean, we all have to do what we believe is right. So, I mean, no judgment there. I don't have any hard feelings towards you at all, or anything that you've done or that you've done in what you feel is in preservation of the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure going forward, if that's what we're going to be doing or what's going to happen, that is done in a peaceful way, okay? My allegiance is to the people.
Yes.
On Michigan, okay? It's not allegiance to anyone else,
you know? I agree.
And as I said before, if I thought Paul was out of line based on my understanding, I'd pop him in the chops. I really, you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid of Paul.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So, I just wish whatever he had done or whatever he had done to you specifically, which, you know, made you believe that he stepped over the line in some way, wish you had brought that to me so I could have brought it to him.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm sure you read the email from Anna, but... it needs to be made clear that this wasn't my doing. I'm not the one that started the ball rolling. That there was an investigation happening into the Michigan Assembly and its coordinator before I reached out to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm curious as hell to know what the hell, beyond the coordinator jurisdiction bullshit, and I don't think any of us actually really bought that, but there's a plausible deniability to where something like it might exist, because we have to remain American, and that's on Anna at the end of the day, mm-hmm. to make sure that what we are reconstructing is American, and if it is not, then it's not going to be given the, I don't know what the proper term is, for the blessing to mm-hmm. exist, even if it is fully constructed. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, I would like to know, beyond that coordinator jurisdiction, which he already shot down, and Paul just, he shined it on, and, you know, he adhered to the roadmap, and if we're not supposed to have a freaking roadmap, then what are we supposed to have? You know, and in the realm of performance and conduct, you know, just to act in honor and good standing. You see where I'm coming from? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's basically the basis of all we need. Is a dedication
right.
from men and women to act in honor.
Right. And but there's no need for them to sign and seal that they'll act in adherence with the roadmap and conduct themselves in an honorable way. And now is that something that's not supposed to be?
Anna has said that signing some type of simple agreement, there's nothing wrong with that. Ours is just it's above and beyond what is supposed to happen. I'm not opposed to having some type of agreement in place. And that's something that we're going to work on in the future, but I'm not. It's going to be worked on as a committee of the whole, and we're going to come to some type of agreement about what to do going forward. I'm not going to unilaterally make a decision about that right now.
No. I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying, is that something that, because once again, Anna seemed to say yes, 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 and then kablam, he's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I don't feel was exactly genuine. You know what I'm saying? It didn't seem very honorable, you know, from my perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and now she may have done that to prevent certain things from happening, but still, in that respect, why play the BS? I thought we were supposed to act in honor at all times, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Am I wrong?
I can see how you would think that, and I'm not going to speculate as to what Anna or the Federation how they operate, or you know, there may have been more going on behind the scenes. Like I said, that there has been an ongoing investigation for some time, and I wasn't the start of it, so I don't know what's been going on behind the scenes.
Are you able to disclose how long this investigation was going?
The email says 2 months. I was given indication I was given indication by Joe Hayes that it's been longer than that, but I don't know how long.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. You know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, they feel that they've crossed their T's and dotted their I's, and, you know, I'm just blown away by it all, because why come in, I don't get it, why come in and be like, oh, yeah, and, you know, we're going to give Paul a chance to change, and then how long ago was that damn meeting that we had with Anna?
That was April 1st.
Mm-hmm. What's today? The
23rd.
23rd. Mm-hmm. So he was given 23 days to change. Okay. And specifically, but in the email, she said she was going to support his stuff. She was going to support the roadmap and all this and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, no, poll is removed. I mean, do you kind of get what I'm trying to say or no?
Yeah, I said before that I do, but I'm not going to speculate as to the reasons or what's been going on behind the scenes because I don't know.
I'm not asking you to speculate. I'm just saying.
I already told you. I can see.
Does that give you the warm and cozy feeling inside? Does that make you feel secure in your assembly? And don't get me wrong, okay? I know that you haven't been feeling secure in your assembly if you had to go to other means beyond your coordinator to mm-hmm. talk to people about what's been going on. Yeah. I get that. I do. But do you think this is being handled the proper way? I mean, honestly, I'm asking you as a friend. I'm not asking you because you can throw the recording in the trash. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from you, Amy. If it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't be in this fucking assembly anyway. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, I think it's been handled the proper way. I do agree with you that if the intention was to remove Paul, and I don't know when the decision was made, then I don't know why Paul would have received the pats on the back during the meeting with Anna and in the emails following. So I can see... Definitely see your point of view in that doesn't okay. make sense.
Okay. All right.
But
as long as I'm not the only one, that sees it. All right. I just want to make sure.
But the only thing else that I will say about that is, there may have been reasons why they did it that way, and we don't know those reasons.
Okay. I think it's weak sauce, whatever it was, but yeah, we're supposed to be adult sovereigns who should be able to, handle the big boy and big girl decisions, right? You know what I mean? And whether they leave a funny taste in your mouth or not, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways. But yeah, I'm glad you called me.
One phone number
we'll
go ahead. One phone number that I don't have is Christine's. I don't know if I'll just do it this way. You have my permission if you want to pass my phone number on to her, and then she's welcome to call me.
Okay. We'll do.
All right.
I can do that.
Once we get off the phone here, I got to figure out how to transfer this recording from one device to another, and I will send it to you.
Okay. Sounds very good. Thank you, Amy.
Okay. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Aaron.
All right. Talk to you soon, Amy.
Bye. Bye-bye.